Welcome back to That 590 Show. Matt Berger and Lindsay Eversmeyer, the general manager and owner of the Fire and Ice Soccer Club, alongside.
Hello.
Coughing and hacking into the microphone. All that time. You got sun sickness out there tanning so much out there in your pool.
I am so worn down from relaxing. It's terrible.
I am so worn down from relaxing. That's clip that off, Giamatti. That's pretty good. Joining us, though, right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line is the Executive Director of the Metropolitan Amateur Golf Association. You can follow him on Twitter at CJRSSLU2K. He's also responsible for scarring my right thumb. Kurt Rowe joins us. Kurt, how are you, my friend?
Good evening, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing well, but not doing nearly as well as Brooks Koepka, who I'm sure everybody had winning the U.S. Open, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, he was right at the top of mine. No, he wasn't. but that's good. I mean, he's a really good player. He definitely came out of nowhere, I would say, to capture the Open yesterday.
When he bogeyed the 10th hole, I'm like, yep, here we go. This is where he's going to start to unravel. And, man, he birdied 14, 15, and 16. I'm like, this guy's a killer. He really is. I was really impressed. And, you know, he really didn't show a whole lot of emotion out there on the golf course either. Just a couple of fist pumps, and that was it.
Yeah, right, yeah. I'm catching up. I didn't watch any of it yesterday. I was gone all day on Father's Day, but I watched a little bit last night when I got home, so I'm catching up. But yeah, I mean, I think he's a quiet guy anyway, from what I know of him. I really don't know a whole lot about him. I know he's a bomber. He hits it a really long way. A little bit on Thursday, I was watching him. They even made the comment that, you know, he's probably one of the most underrated players on the tour. So, you know, from that aspect, maybe this wasn't as big a surprise as some people may think.
And what's he going to do when he actually starts liking golf? Because he's on record as saying that he really doesn't enjoy golf that much. He said there's not enough action for him. He's more of a baseball fan, and if he could do it all over again, he'd be a baseball player. He's even kind of built like one. When you see him, he doesn't look like a golfer. I mean, he's got some size to him.
Yeah, he's a pretty good-sized guy. I know he works out religiously, I've heard. It's good. You know, it's a big golf course up there. I've been there. I've walked it. I've seen it. So it's not surprising. You know, there wasn't a lot of, the bombers were all kind of gone. You know, the top three players in the world, McIlroy, Spieth, and Johnson, those guys didn't even make the cut on the weekend. And the other guys at the top of the board, Brian Harman, is not a long, a big hitter. Justin Thomas can hit it out there, but Koepka, who is a bomber, as you call him, he can hit it a long way, and he ends up coming out on top.
The past seven majors have all produced first-time winners. Seven majors, seven new winners. Is this good or bad for golf, this kind of parity?
Well, I mean, I think it's good. I think we're past the Tiger. I want to bring his name up, but we're past the Tiger Woods, thing. That just tells you how good these guys are. They're so good, and the talent pool and the talent level is so strong and deep right now in the game. That's why you're seeing, first time major winners. It's a tough game, and these guys are phenomenal.
I was really pulling for Ricky Fowler to win his first major over the weekend. There's just something – I just think he's a very likable guy, and I was really pulling for him. And once he bogeyed, though, that number 15, I'm like, yep, that's over. Good night, Irene. He's got no shot.
Yeah, he was kind of on my favorite list, too. Fowler and even Justin Thomas. I do like Justin Thomas as well. But I'd love to see Ricky get that first major. I think it'll happen. He's just he's too strong, too good of a player, I think he's well liked. You see all the little Ricky Fowlers running around out there wearing the orange Puma caps and stuff all the time. So his time's come.
Do you say it's him and Lee Westwood right now are like the two best golfers who have never won a major? Is down to those two now that Sergey has won the Masters?
I'd say Westwood's probably still in that list. Unfortunately, he's getting getting a little bit longer, long in the tooth, to maybe get it done. But you know, we're talking about Fowler being the best tonight at Winter Major, and you know, I don't even know his age, but I don't think the guy's even 30 years old yet. So.
Oh no, I think I think he's like 28, maybe 27.
Yeah. So I mean, he's got a long way to go, but you know, so then.
Was really hoping, or interesting to see what Rory McIlroy was going to do in this tournament too, but as you had said earlier, just didn't even make the cut, and he was kept saying that, he, you know, hey, I'm finally healthy, I'm finally feeling good going into this U.S. Open. It just didn't happen for him. Was he maybe wrong in the assessment of his own health, or what's going on with Rory?
Yeah, that's a good question. I was a big Rory fan, especially after earlier in the week when some of the other players were coming down on the USGA about the rough and, you know, the tall fescue, and Rory stuck up to him and was like, guys, these are the widest fairways we've ever seen in the U.S. Open. We're way too good. If you can't hit it down in these fairways, then you need to pack your bags and go home. So when he did that, I was really he was right at the top of my list. I was pulling for him, so I wanted to see him do it. Who knows? I really didn't watch a whole lot on Thursday, Friday, so not getting to see him play that much. But it doesn't seem like the health was the issue. He just he got it going sideways a little bit. You can't do that on these major championship golf courses.
Brooks Koepka, what kind of staying power do you think he has? Do you think he's got a future where he's going to be one of these perennial contenders in the majors, like Rory McIlroy and Jason Day and Ricky Fowler and Jordan Spieth, or is he going to be the answer to a trivia question?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know where he ranks, ranks in the world, the world rankings, but I mean, who knows what winning, winning a major can do to your confidence and where you can take it. I mean, he's been around, and he's been a good player, so it's not like he just came out of nowhere and was a qualifier. So he's got a reputation of being a good player. It just he got it done this past week. So who knows? I mean, he's a strong, young, strong kid, like a lot of these guys are. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see.
Now, the U.S. Open was going on this weekend, but you had your own, the Metropolitan Amateur Golf Association, they had their own Open recently. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is our 12th Open Championship this past week. We started this 12 years ago to bring the top amateurs and pros from the St. Louis area together to compete against each other. But it's really taken off. We had been at the Country Club of St. Albans for 12 years now. But this year we had a full field, 156 players, 115 golf professionals from 32 different states came into St. Louis to play. They competed for a total purse of $97,500, and the winner got a nice little payday at $25,000.
Not
on
bad.
Friday for 3 days of work.
Yeah.
Champion was DJ Brigman, who is a guy who spent time on the PGA Tour. He's played 3 or 4 years on that tour, and now he's back down in the web.com, the mini tours. But a lot of really good golf. I mean, these are PGA Tour quality players that were at St. Albans Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And it's just really become a really cool event. It's really one of my favorites that we do. St. Albans is absolutely fantastic. We had 51 of these kids stayed in private housing at members' houses out there. It's part of the championship, and I think we've got a really good product, and I'd like to see even more growth in this event.
Any amateur golfers out there that we need to keep our eye on, because one day we may be watching them play at the U.S. Open?
Well, I'll mention we had 41 amateurs play in the Open, and again, these professionals are really good. We had two amateurs make the cut, and I'm going to give a shout out to our low amateur, who is Brad Carpenter, who is a Washington High guy.
Hey,
my alma mater.
Yeah.
So he won the state championship his senior year at Washington, and now plays at Missouri State, and he finished low amateur for the week out there. So that was really excellent playing by Brad, and Parker Goldman was the other amateur to make the cut. But again, same thing. We've got a lot of young young, really good, you know, players here in St. Louis, and you know, they just they get a lot of confidence out of competing against you know, against that field this past week, which I think is one of the strongest fields, definitely probably the strongest field we've had.
Now that golf is in, now that golf is in its AT, it's after Tiger period. Would you say the popularity has grown? Has it waned? Has it pretty much stayed the course? What's your assessment of that?
I think it's stayed the course. You know, thankfully we've had the guys like Jordan Spieth and the Ricky Fowler we talked about earlier, who have you know, kind of carried that mantra at Tiger. I mean, you know, everywhere you go, like I said, I mentioned the little Ricky Fowler's running around at golf tournaments, or the Jordan Spieth and the Under Armour. You know, they're all wearing their clothes now. So I think it's you know, I think it's carried on. You know, Tiger had, that was quite a run, you know, for Tiger, and you know, really growing the game the way he did. I think we're in a really good spot. You know, there's a lot of opportunity for kids to play golf. We don't, it's Metropolitan, we don't do a regular junior tour type stuff, but the Gateway PGA does. They do a great job at that. And, you know, there's opportunities for kids to be playing somewhere, you know, almost every day of the week in the summertime. So I think it's stayed the course without Tiger.
Kurt Rowe joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line. He is the executive director of the Metropolitan Amateur Golf Association. You can follow him on Twitter at CJRSLU2K. I'm seeing that Dustin Johnson is already 10-1 favorites to win the British Open. Everybody knows what happened to him in the Masters. He somehow slipped and fell and hurt his back and wasn't able to go when he was the favorite to win the Masters. I think he was a pretty big favorite to defend his title here at the U.S. Open. Now he's a favorite at the British Open. I'm not sure why everybody thinks that Dustin Johnson is going to go out there and just start dominating.
Well, I would have had Dustin at the top of my list going into the U.S. Open week, and I know, you know, he had a little event in his life happen early in the week.
Yeah,
the
birth of a second child.
Pauline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the birth of a second child, which might have, you know, knocked him back a little bit in his preparation. I know he was there, you know, the weekend before and the week before preparing, but Dustin will be back. He's, again, another one of these players that are, you know, way too strong. He's got an immense talent, so you know, he'll be fine, and that doesn't surprise me that he's you know, he's the favorite going into the British. So he's way too good.
Kurt, we appreciate your insight as always, sir, and I'm sure we'll have you on again to talk about the Open when it happens in July.
All right, Matt, always a pleasure. Thanks,
Kurt. That is Kurt Rowe. He is the executive director of the Metropolitan Amateur Golf Association. You can follow him on Twitter at CJRSSLU2K. That is a bad Twitter handle as well. Not as bad as... That one's probably worse than yours.
See, mine's just simple. It just has an underscore.
Lots of underscores.
A little more effort for you, but you know what? It's pretty...
it takes up a lot of characters. That's the problem with it.
Too much character? Who can have too much character?
Too many characters.
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
I'm
not
just
too
saying.
Much character.
I know what you mean.
What was that line in Pulp Fiction? Just because you are character doesn't mean you have character.
Yes, that was it.
I think that's what Winston Wolfe said. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Sean Wheelock. He's the play-by-play announcer for the boxing play-by-play announcer for CBS Sports. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HG2 FM and InsideSTL.com.